Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Thursday, September 30th, 2021. I'm Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by Direct Mail for Mac. Leading off today, security researchers announced findings surrounding a vulnerability with Visa credit cards, specifically when a Visa card is set as the default for express transit in Apple Pay on the iPhone. A demonstration of the vulnerability showed that a hacker could trick the contactless system to perform arbitrary transactions and therefore steal money from a locked iPhone, so long as they have physical possession of the device. Apple Pay Express Transit allows contactless transactions with transit systems like the MTA in New York to happen without any Face ID or Touch ID authentication to save time when tapping in and out of the gates. The lack of authentication is deemed okay, as the maximum transaction amount for transit is low and there is a daily limit. But the security researchers have shown that a nefarious hacker can make a dummy payment terminal that mimics the behavior of a public transport system, allowing transit cards to activate but with no cap on that amount. So in the demo, researchers were able to perform 1,000 euro transaction on a locked iPhone, without any authentication at all. In a statement, Apple said that this problem lies in the system used by Visa, and that any unauthorized transaction is covered under Visa's zero liability policy. Visa then said that variations of contactless fraud schemes have been studied in laboratory settings for more than a decade and have proven to be impractical to execute at scale in the real world. So whether or not Visa plans to roll out a fix for this problem remains to be seen, but it's important to remember that express transit transactions with Apple Pay paired with MasterCard and American Express are not affected. In other news today, for the longest time, the App Store did not allow users to rate or review Apple's built-in applications on the iPhone, such as Apple Mail, Music, News, Stocks, and Calculator. But in the last week, Apple has now lifted that restriction, and it's now possible to leave reviews for Apple applications on the App Store. Although Apple had no reason to officially announce this policy change, it is possible that Apple opened it up due to looming anti-competitive pressure, because third-party applications are not allowed to hide their App Store ratings. So now you can rate and review any Apple application that is deletable and reinstallable via the App Store. So this doesn't include things like the phone application or messages, but it does include things like Apple Podcasts, Apple News, and Apple Music. One of Apple's most popular services is Apple Music, and it has over 300 reviews with a 3.7-star rating. But Apple Podcasts has just a 2-star rating, as customers continue to complain about the changes introduced with iOS 14.5. And as of right now, no Apple application is approaching the 5-star perfect score. Voice Memo seems to be Apple's highest rated application at 4 stars, but nothing is nearing 5 just yet. We are sponsored this week by Direct Mail for Mac. Now is a great time to take a look at Direct Mail for Mac, the number one rated email marketing app for macOS. Email marketing is one of the best ways to grow your business and build customer relationships, and Direct Mail for Mac makes it super easy to get started. Unlike the competition, Direct Mail is built specifically for the Mac, not a web browser. You can create and send your email campaigns in half the time by taking advantages of all the Mac technologies you've grown to love. There's no more fumbling with slow and clunky web-based tools, and everything is done natively on your Mac. Direct Mail comes with a huge library of attractive, customizable templates that look great on all devices, and its customer service is staffed by real humans and not chatbots. Send your first email campaign today with a free download of Direct Mail. 9to5Mac daily listeners can save 10% off all full-feature plans by going to directmailmac.com/9to5. Rounding out today, Apple released iOS 15 and the iPhone 13 last week, and a handful of early bugs and problems have emerged since then. Now, users of the iPhone 13 are taking to Reddit and Twitter to report touchscreen responsiveness issues on their devices, But interestingly, the problem also seems to extend back to older iPhones that have also updated to iOS 15. Users say that their iPhone 13 screen sometimes fails to respond to touch input, both on iOS 15 available to the public and iOS 15.1 in developer beta. The issue also affects the tap-to-wake feature of the iPhone and other interactions with the rest of the iOS interface. Initially, this seemed like a bug solely affecting the new iPhone 13 lineup, but reports have also emerged from users of older iPhones who say they are experiencing this problem as well after updating to iOS 15. So this means it's likely not a hardware problem exclusive to the iPhone 13, but rather a software problem in iOS 15. The fix in most cases right now appears to be a reboot of the affected iPhone, which is not ideal. Apple is currently beta testing iOS 15.1, but again, this issue is still present in the latest beta. So it remains to be seen whether Apple is planning an iOS 15.0.1 update to solve some of these early issues affecting the iOS 15 release and the iPhone 13 release. But it could also be that Apple is planning to roll out all of these fixes, along with SharePlay, as part of iOS 15.1. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, you can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow along with me on Twitter at Chance H. Miller, and be sure to come back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.